You know, I've always written songs that are little short stories, you know. So there's no shortage of that anywhere.
It's a good thing that legendary roots musician Delbert McClinton doesn't have trouble coming up with ideas for songs, because he's been making music for almost 50 years. And with a new album, Acquired Taste, out now, he's not showing signs of stopping anytime soon. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Among people who love Texas roots music, Delbert McClinton is a legend, not just because he's been playing since before a lot of the roots artists we hear from these days have been alive, but also because of what he can do. He puts together blues, country, soul, and rock and roll, stirs it, simmers it, and serves up a musical stew that's as hot as Texas chili. Delbert McClinton's latest album, Acquired Taste, finds him cooking up more of the same and adding a little spice with a jazzier side on a couple of tracks and production by the venerable Don Was. Delbert told FUV's Claudia Marshall a little more about working with Don Was when he stopped by Studio A.
When I got the opportunity to do this with Don Was, it kicked things in gear pretty good and finished up some songs went in and what, we spent 3 days in the studio in Nashville?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
3 days and you knocked this out?
Well, all the basics. We went out to L.A. and put some the girls singers on and the percussion and did vocals, what we needed to do that we didn't already have, did it all out there. So, and that took another, 3 days? So less than a week, we got the record pretty much done.
That's an efficient group of people is what that is.
Oh,
right,
very efficient. I mean, these guys are, some of them are professional.
Well, let's not name names. But Don Was, though, what a terrific
Don's a good guy. He's a good friend. Yeah, he is. He's got a very good way of bringing out the best in everybody.
I'm starting a rumor about you and me, that we've been seen out doing some crazy things. They say we look just like we were meant to be. I'm starting a rumor about you and me, that I'll be talking out of school about how we carry on like lovesick fools. They say we look just like we were meant to be. I'm starting a rumor about you and me.
Do you think you're lucky being in the music business? Because it's physically, I think it's got to be really hard being out on the road day
well,
in and day
out. Well, it is. You gotta want it. But, you know, that's what it is. And it's...
That's what you chose to do.
Well, I don't think I chose it so much as it chose me, you know. Because, even when I was a little guy, I was all the time singing. And it just seemed like a natural process that when I got big enough to get out of the house on my own, I put a band together, started doing it, and mostly to get girls, but but it morphed into even more than that. So it's good. Yeah, lucky, I don't know, fortunate. Yeah, I've got to do what I want to do my whole life, you know.
That's more than most folks can
and
say.
Sometimes I've been paid for it.
She came sneaking up thinking I'm sleeping, y'all. I met her at the back door. I handed her her suitcase and told her, don't come back no more. She turned and she was leaving and she looked dead straight at me. Said, if you think I can't find me another man, honey, you must be crazy. I said, do it. You got a real good idea, honey, better get to it. Cause the place you've been staying have become the place you ain't, and everything's in your suitcase except your wig, hat, powder, and paint. Friend of mine used to run one time with a gal named Lou. Seemed to be no end y'all to the evil she could do. She'd took him for everything he had. Then she called him a clown. They put that boy in Huntsville because he shot that woman down.
Delbert McClinton live with Do It and I'm Starting a Rumor. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.